Good morning, TMC family. The day tag was Committed Heart Thursday, and we are so glad. Let us go to prayer. Dear God, we want to thank you for all you have already done for us. We thank you for waking up to this beautiful day we never seen before. We adore you. We love you. Dear God, we thank you for helping us to overcome our fears. Oh, God, we rejoice that you are able to empower us in difficult times to give us the wisdom we need to move forward. We know that you are there no matter what. We praise for the dear daily our own family, Lord, for the artist international now called Artist Life, bringing this awesome opportunity to us in America. We adore and love and appreciate Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Rutherford for their vision. Oh, my God, I just can't thank them enough. Thank you for the speaker. They're going to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you for the prayer warrior and the artist family for joining us this morning on this call. We pray for the sick and the shut-in, Lord. Visit the nursing home and the hospital. They need you this morning. Pray for the ones that grieve this morning, Lord. They touch their heart. It's heavy burden, but you are there. They know that you love them, Lord. Everyone must understand that God loves us and we love him. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen, amen. And go out today and be committed to help someone to be healthy. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia, and God bless you and thank you for that wonderful prayer. Well, this is Minister Willa in Tampa. And I greet you with kingdom greetings on this rainy day in Tampa. I think we got some of the rain that was down in Mississippi, but we are just rejoicing. And in Texas, we're rejoicing nevertheless. Well, on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we love to call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Dimples and Dr. Superfantastic, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, the TMC Call. Oh, we're so excited that you decided to start your day here with us. And you can be here with us every Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, 7 Central Time, 8 Eastern Time. But you know what? If you just want to get on and fellowship with one another, get on a little 10 minutes earlier, and we would love to just fellowship with you at that time. Well, the Master's Call was founded over 6 years ago by Dr. Vanessa on October 26th, and we are going to be 7 years old. Can you believe it? God is so good. And the call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have a mission statement, and our mission statement is founded on Psalm 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you." We also have a theme, and we are just so excited that our theme that Dr. Vanessa always gives us is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Well, you might want to hear this call a little bit later on today, and you can do that by going to 712 to get the playback, 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-pound. And not only can you go and hear the playback by going to that number, but if you go to our website, you can hear all the messages that are downloaded from the inception of this call. And you can get those messages by going to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And I can guarantee you, you will find a message there that will be a blessing to you and to anyone else that you want to share that information with. Now, the Master's Call is a place of prayer. And we, as you know, we get together every Friday after this call, after this time, for your praise reports and prayer requests. But if you have a praise report or a prayer request that comes to you that is not on a Friday, oh, please feel free to go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. and we will get your prayer request or your praise report, and we will be praying for you and or celebrating what God has done in your life. Now, we invite all of you God has put on your heart to be a part of the team. As I said, we are not a private organization. We don't need to do any auditions. All you need to do is have a love for the Lord and a heart to want to serve him. You can do that by some of the things you can do is being a greeter, as you heard Minister Cynthia so beautifully do, or you can host, as you hear me doing, or God may have put a word in you that you want to share, that you know that you can bless us with. If you want to do that, should that be something that God has been tugging on your heart to do, you can send an email to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And I guarantee you, Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in touch with you. Well, there's some exciting things going on here at Artists International. And did I mention that Artists was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago, and it is a health and wellness company? And if you want to know more about that, just speak with the person who invited you to this call, and I am sure they will be happy to share all they know about Artists International. Now, you got to get ready, because on May 6th, in Los Angeles, California, and May 20th in Houston, Texas, there is going to be a leadership summit, and it's called the Artist Leadership Development Summit. And as I said, May 5th and 6th, it's going to be in Rosehead, California at the Doubletree Hotel, and on May 19th through 20th, it's going to be at the Houston Marriott near Hobby Airport. And you know what? It's only $25 to attend, and you can pay that at the door. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and you can access that call by going to 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617. And when you go there, you will find out all kinds of information about the products. You will find out how to make your artist business more successful. So that is a call that you are going to want to get on immediately following this call. Also, if you have difficulty getting on this call, and if you've been informed that you have to pay an additional amount to do that, well, that is not necessary, because there is a bridge number that you can call that will enable you to join us on this call. And that number is 518-333-1522. Again, 518-333-1522. And you simply follow the prompts, and that will get you straight over here to us. Well, that's all the announcements I'm going to give right now, because I am so excited to introduce our speaker for the morning. And our speaker is none other than our very own Dr. Dimples, Dr. Super Fantastic, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and is an alumni of Alcorn State University. And we are just so excited to have her here. Dr. P.K. Roberts was commissioned as an Army chaplain in 1985, and chaplain of Roberts of her first duty was stationed at Fort Rutgers, Alabama, where she served as a chaplain for the hospital and 1 to 13th Aviation Battalion. And I'm not going to read her entire bio, because I know if I did, she would probably want to snatch to me, you know, like they say, you know, snatch the mic from you. She want to snatch the mic from me. So I'm just going to read little snippets of it. She pastored chapel services at each assignment in 1995, Chaplain Roberts reentered the secular sector and became the founding pastor of Shekinah Glory Church in Jessup, Georgia. Dr. P.K. was assigned as a chaplain for the 702nd Military Intelligence Group and senior pastor for Interfaith Worship Service, and that's in Fort Gordon, Georgia. And Dr. PK is currently the overseer and the founder of the Joy Retreat Center, where she has been giving all kinds of workshops. She's helped all kinds of just everybody as they come to her Joy Retreat Center to find joy, to have their lives restored. And she is the excellent person to do that, to help to bring joy back to your life. Dr. PK and Elijah, her husband of 35 years, were married for that long until he went home to be with the Lord. Dr. PK has two married children, Elijah Jr. and Davola, and they currently live in, I believe, Alaska, and she has five grandchildren. Dr. PK served for a season as the one and only ambassador of Artists International. Lastly, Dr. PK Roberts, as I mentioned before, is co-founder of the TMC call, the Master's Call. So it is my pleasure and an honor to introduce to some and to present to others our Dr. Super Fantastic, our Dr. Dimples, whom we love and so appreciate, and the Master's Call would not be the same without her. Dr. PK, you know we love you, and I greet you in love and with hugs and kisses. Are you there?
Minister Willer, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so very much for that introduction, and you did do really well in cutting it down. Thank you very much. I do love and appreciate you for all that you bring to us here in this telecommunication sanctuary. I thank God also this morning for Minister Cynthia Cox out of that, I'm glad she didn't say cold and chilly, but rainy this morning. It's perfectly all right because we got the chilly down here in Monticello, Mississippi. I thank God today for hearing a few of my friends that I'd invited. Miss Netta from Monticello, I heard you come on. I don't know who else came on, but I thank God for you just sending me text saying that you would be on today. So I thank God for each and every one of you. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, you are the solid rock over here, and we thank God for you. Thank God for Mother Josie this morning. And we are going to get right into the word today. I have a lot to say and a short time to say it in. I have exactly about 10 minutes here as I'm looking at my clock. Listen, you all, for those of you who are jumping on board for the first time hearing me talk on this series of choice, which looks like it's going to just take me right on through the year, and it's all right with me. I'm not in a hurry at all, because what I am realizing as I am studying this message on choice is that it is something that we need to do. It's an activity that we need to take and make every day, and we do whether we recognize it or not. So with that being said, oh, holy God, we thank you for this opportunity to come and just worship you today. Open our day up saying thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for our health and strength this morning. Thank you for this TMC family. Thank you, God, that we live in a country whereby we can pray openly and freely to you. Thank you that you have given us the great gift of choice. Now speak to us this morning through your word is our prayer in Jesus' name. This series started at the beginning of March. This is my fifth session on choice, you all. And I just encourage you to do what Minister Willer has given you to do, and that is with pen in hand, hopefully, you can write 712-432-1085, pen number 957677 pound. Go back and read and listen to the messages so that you can sort of catch up. I made a decision as I started this series that I would not recap. I would never get through if I recapped each and every time. So therefore, today God has given me something just absolutely magnificent because I am feeling like, oh, my God, am I in a point in my life whereby all of the successes that I've had so far, just, you know, yeah, I did that. But shoot, it's old and it's, you don't need to be talking about it. You need to be doing something new. Some people will look at me and look at you, look at others, and just think that success is overnight. And so the name of this one today is Choices for Overnight Success. Yeah, right. Behind every great story, there's always another story. Remember that. That's important. And this is really important. Rarely does success come without time, discipline, and hard work. You need to say all three of those. Time, discipline, and hard work. Successful people will often joke, as I just did, saying that they spent many years becoming an overnight success. What many don't realize is that it's the things no one sees that result in things everyone wants. Say it again. I will. It is the things that no one sees that result in things that everyone wants. It's the faithfulness to do mundane things well, to develop productive habits, and to remain faithful that eventually leads to success. My story this morning is coming from Prophet Daniel, over in the Old Testament. You've got to go over and read the story. But for those of us who have been in Sunday school and in and who have attended Vacation Bible School and all of those kinds of things, we've heard the amazing story of Daniel. Mm-hmm. We have heard about how he survived one night in a cave filled with hungry felines. Well, let me just go on and refresh your memory a little bit about the story that I want to tell this morning, because it's very important that you hear it again in the manner in which I'm going to tell it. King Darius was the reigning king of Persia at the time. His kingdom had grew so that he appointed 120 satraps, that's similar to our present-day state governors, to handle the regional matters and govern the people. And then over those 120, he chose three administrators. Now, over time, Daniel was selected as one of those administrators, but over time, due to, write this down, this is good, consistently serving the king with an excellent spirit, Daniel stood out among all the other satraps and administrators. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the king decided to place Daniel in charge of the entire kingdom. How did he get there? Overnight. You know he did not. So let me just go back and say this. One must choose to be consistent. You can't hit it today, lay out 10 days, and hit it again. You must be consistent. Excellence versus that'll do is what I got out of this, and I want you to get. Because as I look around and we see people, I have to catch myself saying, that'll do. Let me just get on and get finished with this chore. No. The serving with the spirit of excellence, not that'll do mentality. Consistently served excellently, or excellence served consistently, will equal success. Uh-huh. So Daniel was not an overnight success, you all. Actually, we need to look at what Daniel did. Why was he successful? Why did God choose place him in this place of leadership? Why did God look on him favorably? Why has God looked on you favorably? Ask yourself that question. We find our answers in part of Daniel's story that many people skim over. His divine favor was the result of one small decision, one small choice that he made at some point in his life. We all know that Daniel made one decision, starting with one habit that changed his entire life. As you might expect, the other leaders were fuming with jealousy as Daniel was rising to the top. They were so jealous, you guys. If you look in Daniel, the sixth chapter, and I just read through the whole chapter of, I began reading the whole book of Daniel again as I was doing this study. You all, it is amazing. It's an amazing book to just sit down and read if you are wanting to get a little more information on what you need to be a success over here. Lord, help me. Let us consider for a moment some of the great qualities of our hero, Daniel. He was honest. He was trustworthy, and dependable in all that he did. I want to ask you the question, do you wear those great attributes? Can God really look up on you and say without a shadow of a doubt that you are honest, that you are trustworthy, and that you are dependable? Do you really make the heart of God smile because you project these attributes and serve him well in his kingdom? Well, listen, because Daniel did that, those guys who were jealous of him decided that they had to come up with some kind of plot to get Daniel out of his position. You've got to understand that when you are rising to success, there will be somebody looking at you who will not want you to be in that position of success. And it's okay. You're not the first one. Think on Daniel. So they are going to have to back him into a spiritual corner. How many of you have ever been backed into a spiritual corner? You might feel like you're backed into one right now. For these administrators and satraps to get Daniel out of place, they had to go to the king with a lie. And they had to go to him and really say something that would make the king feel good. So they said, King, you are all of that and a bag of chips. May King Darius live forever. We want you to know that you are so wonderful, King, and that if anybody does not fall down and worship you, you should throw them into the lion's den. We're going to observe this for 30 days and just see who will not acknowledge that you are the King of Kings. Look at that. When Daniel heard about the new 30-day restriction on prayer and those who must not pray at all during this 30 days, he did what he always did. He went to the house and he prayed just like he always prayed, three times a day. That was the little thing that he chose to do at some point in his life. He made a decision that he was going to pray three times a day. When I heard our introduction this morning, I said, wow, 7 years ago, we made a decision that every morning from 7 to 7:30, we would get on this phone and we would pray for Artists International and all of its distributors to be successful. Has it been easy these 7 years? Oh, no, God, no. Did we want to quit? I wanted to quit almost every day, but Pastor Vanessa wouldn't let me. Has Artists had it easy? Have gone from yonder, there, and around the bend? Has the products changed? Listen, just because we have been given something to do doesn't mean that our doing it is going to make life automatically easy. But it does mean one thing, and one thing for real. Our relationship with God will rock us steady in the midst of any challenge that we find ourselves in. So Daniel wasn't an overnight success. And neither will we be an overnight success. But he was able to stand tall because he had faithfully knelt before the one true king. We will be able to stand tall over here because we have knelt before a one true king. God will keep us and rock us steady, because the small daily discipline of prayer has continued to equip us to face the big, scary test of hungry lions in our lives. Father God, we thank you for this word today. For we know without a shadow of a doubt that the small decision to pray every day is what is rocking us steady right now in the midst of our challenges. Please come forth, Minister Willa, so that you can close us out, and I will give just a benediction at the very end.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts. I knew, hallelujah, that we would hear a good word from you this morning. Choices for overnight success. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning just so humble and so grateful for your love, for your mercy, for the word, Lord, for the morning manna, hallelujah, that we got this morning from Dr. P.K. Roberts on choices. Father, we thank you that you brought the word to her, Lord, and that you made it very plain and very clear that we all understood it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for blessing her and taking care of Dr. PK and giving her the rest, oh God, that she needs, and keeping her through the storms, Lord, the natural storms of life and the physical storms, oh God. Father, we just thank you. And Father, we thank you for touching her body and increasing her more and more, she and her household, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, would you just continue to fill her up, Lord, until she wants no more, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep her in your safekeeping, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this master's call, this TMC family, Lord. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, as Dr. PK said, who was just kept on going and encouraging her to keep on keeping on. Father, we thank you for this woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, and the anointing that is on her life, oh God. Father, we thank you for blessing her, and we thank you in the midst of everything she goes through, she puts you first. So, Father, we ask that you continue to bless her. Father, you said when we seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, everything will be added unto her, that you would add unto her. Father, and we just ask, oh God, that you continue to be with Mother Josie, that you continue, oh God, to be with Mother Vivian, Pastor Benita's mother, Minister Benita's mother. Father, that you continue to be with Mother Franklin in the name of Jesus. Minister Kai's mother, and be with Minister Ada Levesque's mother, Jesse, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, that healing is in your wings in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you continue to be with the people in Mississippi, continue to get them through the storms, oh God. And Father, we thank you for being with each one of us here on the Master's Call. We thank you, Lord, that you know what each person stands in need of, and we just ask, oh God, that you grant their request just as you did for Jabez, because we do not ask outside of your will. Now, Lord, we just ask that as we go forward making choices, sometimes there are detours along the way, but Father, let us never mistake the hand of God for the hand of man, because sometimes, Lord, you take us from where we are. We to make go zigzag ways, may not always be straight, but we know that you have a plan for us, as you told us in Jeremiah 29:11. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name, Father, and we go out this day, oh God, just thanking you for your awesome power, for your amazing love for us, for everything you have been, Lord. And we just thank you for this season, the resurrection season that we are celebrating in the name of Jesus, because we know, my God, we know, Lord, that there's another home for us with you, because we love you and we accepted you as our Lord and personal Savior. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Again, you are going to want to go back and hear this message on choices, overnight success, and you can do that by going to the playback at 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And remember, the new morning motivational call is coming up right away, right after this call, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617 pound. Well, I'm going to end the announcements there because I've told you about the leadership conference May 5th and 6th and May 19th and 20th, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. So I'm going to turn you back over to Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts. But as I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, you know I do love me some you. Have a blessed day. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. You are absolutely wonderful. As we close today, we close remembering that we are in the resurrection season. I want you to plan, start choosing right now to invite people to serve and be with you and share with you during that Easter Sunday. Do that now. Make that choice right now. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word today that lets us know without a shadow of a doubt that because we have chosen to pray each and every day, putting you first, that everything else, it's going to really be okay. It's okay. We thank you for it, Lord. Now, may your grace, your mercy, and your peace rest, rule, and abide in our lives now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Know that I love you so much, but God loves you more. Bye-bye.